Yes, the Wake Up Calls entertainment reporter, Jaden Forster, with us. Jaden, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Robbo. Good, thank you.
Good, good. A lot of news around this morning. Aussie singer and former Eurovision representative Kate Miller-Heidke, she's come out with some, well, I guess shocking claims.
Yeah, absolutely. Shocking revelations that she made yesterday. Very much, she says, empowered by the way that the likes of, say, Grace Tame and Brittany Higgins have come forward and told their own stories, and also by at the time of re-releasing her song, You Can't Hurt Me Anymore. She took to her Instagram account yesterday where she revealed that she had been sexually abused by her great-grandfather as a child, and that he was allegedly a serial offender who allegedly also abused other children, and that this particular song, You Can't Hurt Me Anymore, is actually about how she felt when he passed away. And if you listen to the lyrics of that particular track, it is quite abundantly clear now that we have that other piece of information that that is what the lyrics do sort of refer to. You can hear her talking about how she wishes somebody to die, et cetera, et cetera, and it goes on from there. And obviously, very serious stuff. It is difficult to read, sort of, actually, in a way, but I have to be honest with you, when this sort of stuff pops up on social media, it does raise a couple of red flags for me, just because I always sort of worry whether the person is in a good place when they're doing so, and that they're okay to do that, because obviously it can be very traumatic to actually share that information publicly, and sometimes people aren't always prepared for the reaction that they are going to receive, good or bad. But looking at the phrases that she's used and the way she's articulated it, she does seem very strong and comfortable in sharing that. So it does look like she's okay, but of course we wish her all the very best.
Yeah, absolutely. Very sad pictures this morning emerging of, obviously, the private jet coming back to Essendon Airport carrying the body of Shane Warne. And you've got some more news about the public memorial and the family's private funeral service as well.
I do, yeah. Terribly sad scenes. It feels like it's coming up to a week tomorrow since he passed away, and it feels a lot longer than that. Maybe for some people it feels a bit shorter than that. But, yeah, and just in another note as well, we hear this morning that he's actually going to be honoured with an OAM in the Queen's Birthday Honours, which is great news for in that sort of regard, probably a little bit late than never. But, yeah, obviously his body is now safely back here in Melbourne, and the logistics of the funeral and the state memorial service are being ironed out. We know, of course, the 30th of March is the date for that public memorial. A twilight affair starting at 7 p.m. at the MCG. Unfortunately, those big names from overseas like Ed Sheeran, Elton John and Chris Martin from Coldplay won't be able to attend, but we understand they'll be part of the service via video link, so great that they can still be involved in that respect. And, of course, the private funeral service behind closed doors away from the media will take place Sunday week, and that will be a closed private affair away from the media, as it should be. So the details ironing out, and I guess people will continue to reflect on his life.
Yeah. I was watching The Project last night and saw Robbie Williams interviewed on there. He is a funny man, I reckon. And it was a long time ago, but I saw him in concert and a terrific performer. And he's coming to Melbourne.
He is indeed, yes. He'll be here for quite a while, actually, because he's going to be here filming that movie that they're making about his life. It's all being shot right here in Melbourne, so big news and great news for the city. But, yeah, he's doing a one-off show on the 30th of April at Rod Laver Arena. Tickets going on sale for that one next week. And I can tell you, I can confirm that that particular concert will actually be filmed for the movie. So if anybody is lucky enough to get tickets to that next week, or if they're a big Robbie Williams fan and they go along to that particular concert, they may very well find themselves on the big screen in that movie, because that is the sole reason why he's actually doing that concert on the 30th of April. So if you're a fan, pop the date in the diary and get ready to purchase those tickets next week.
Yeah, that's going to be very exciting, and they will be gone like nobody's business. There's no question about that, mate.
So, I think so.
Yeah. Hey, Jaden, as always, thanks very much, and I think it only fitting that talking about Robbie Williams, we'll go out with a Robbie Williams track as well. So listen, you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Good one. Thanks, Robbie.